Drew McCabe, Cheshire Survival Fund. Thank you. Sitting here listening to this and pretty amazed. It doesn't seem like the agency has much faith in the cat share system that it so actively promotes throughout Washington, D.C. and the nation. If we're under a cat share system like we are now, these closed areas are redundant. That's what we're told, and that's what they should be. The only reason you have these areas closed is either for habitat or some kind of spawning protection, but year-round closures isn't a way to attach, go after spawning protection, and there's really not a lot of evidence, and I don't see any analysis going into that side of the things. And on habitat, outside of Amun Rock, these areas are all fungible, one. And two, as we've seen, we have a habitat amendment that's going to needs to move forward. So that's what really, you know, this is very interesting seeing trying to create this Rube Goldberg experiment here, trying to get people in this year. But you have the process in front of you to take care of this. That's the habitat amendment. Why is that not being moved forward in an expeditious fashion? That solves all of these problems that we're talking about and gets us going forward. Because what the agency is doing here is just showing, it's, once again, its utter disdain for actually achieving optimum yield in these fisheries. The agency does nothing but always throw roadblocks into the fisheries actually being able to obtain optimum yield. And here they go again. And we have a road to do this. And we can take care of you know, yellowtail issues. We can get better access. We can take care of not achieving optimum yield and scallop issues by moving forward on the habitat amendment, but we're not doing it. Why? Instead, we're talking about EFPs and crazy limits and all this other stuff. We have the solution in front of us. Let's do it. Let's move it. And to an earlier point on scalpers not getting any restrictions, just for the record, I'm not saying that you should throw roadblocks up, but it wasn't exactly an easy pass for the scalpers to get into these areas. They had to agree to pay their observers just for those trips that, oh, by the way, turned into paying observers all the time. They had to change their twine tops. They did extensive research to get in there. I mean, the list goes on and on. So we were just able to get over the numerous hurdles that were placed in front of us, but we took us a couple of years to do so. So I just say that, this process, the agency not wanting you to catch fish, is nothing new. They do it to everyone, and they need to stop doing it.